You may ask me, how do you keep recording after all these years and broadcasting every day? And the answer is, it's not me. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And I find that the Spirit of God is the one that corrects in this matter of broadcasting not only the morning devotionals, but the other messages that are on Sermon Audio House Church. And all glory goes to Christ. There's nothing good in Larry Phillips. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, as Paul says. You know, there's many things we could say this morning. Today is Friday morning, the 9th of March, 2018. But the thing that keeps coming back to my mind is God has His remnant. God has always had His people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That was why He sent His Son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They're scattered here and there, but when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and then to our Heavenly Father take. Let's build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But He smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ, and having the fellowship with other believers is awfully nice. But anyway, I was thinking about how that God has been faithful over the years to bring to my mind things to talk about, relevant things to talk about on this sermon audio broadcast, whether it's the morning devotions or a particular topic, a particular passage of scripture. I'm glad I don't have to trust my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief, but to trust in the faith of Christ, your Son, given to me by the 3-in-1, that brings comfort beyond description. That's a partial and part of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of His Son, His faith never fails, the victory He has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. There's many times that I have been tempted to throw in the towel, so to speak. There's been many people that have tried to get me to take my sermons down off of Sermon Audio over the years, tried to control me through offerings. And that's when I quit taking any money. Somebody sent me a gift, a little old gift, and then tried to tell me what to put on Sermon Audio. And I told him not to send me any more money. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated unto adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my free will, but Christ has showed me mercy and he did fulfill. All that his Father required, Christ said, peace be still. So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, it was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity. Satisfaction comes from knowing within my heart and mind there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ the King of glory is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. When I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of winds blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort knowing he's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool water's a blessing he does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. My petition. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in your hands. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey your command. Who can in thy holy presence stand but those who thou hast delivered with your mighty hand and chose them in Christ before the world began? My hope rests in your finished work and in your Son, who gave his life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in your grace and mercy to think that you've chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. When I come to stand before your holy throne, may I trust in your Son and in your Son alone and abide with you forever, for your blood for me atones. God's love. When I think of God's love and what he did for me by giving his life unconditionally, I am sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have went about doing other things, creating other worlds or listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize before creation you had this worm in mind? To come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Thank you. Creation is a wonder of your might. When I wake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your Son risen from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday I too paradise will take my flight. When squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might, and the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. And in the early evening when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, the perfect sacrifice, was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And I see your mother not very far away once again. The great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this whole world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank you for Christ's promise and I'll be overjoyed. What a marvel awaits me in this new city, I am told. Father, I will then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old. And I'll forever thank you for the sweetest story ever told. God bless you and comfort you this day is my prayer.